In West Africa, they are building the facilities to handle Ebola from scratch. Improvised tents house quarantined Ebola patients. Many hospitals in the region lack basic equipment, says Tulane University virus expert Dr. Daniel Bausch. He spoke to VOA by Skype.
You know, you go to a hospital in Sierra Leone or Liberia, and it's not unusual that a healthcare worker will say, well, we don't have gloves or we don't have clean needles.
Poor health systems plague the continent's other Ebola hotspots, too. Bausch says there's a common factor.
All of the large outbreaks of Ebola or its sister virus, Marburg, happen in places where social and political unrest over the years has decimated the public health system.
The war-torn Democratic Republic of Congo has seen 6 Ebola outbreaks. Civil wars wrecked health systems in Sierra Leone and Liberia in the 90s and 2000s. Meanwhile, working in neighboring Guinea, Bausch watched paved roads erode to dirt paths and towns slide deeper into poverty under the weight of dictatorship and corruption.
That period of not responsible governments degraded the systems, public health and otherwise, in Guinea, and I think did have a role in leaving the country open to this sort of epidemic.